welcome to Out from the Cube. I am your host, George Evian. Boy, and usually when I start these episodes off and say that, I immediately know that I am talking way too fast. And I'm actually, if you've been following this at any length, I brought up maybe a month or so ago that I've started some training with the John Maxwell Group. And it's been really enlightening, really educational, really powerful, really inspirational in some of the things I'm learning, people I'm talking with, and kind of where you can feel things are headed, I guess. So I feel really good about that. But part of that initial education and videos and training that you do is centered around speaking. So there's a speaking track, a leadership track, a coaching track, and kind of a sales track if you're building your own business around those things, around speaking, coaching, training, workshop, consulting, things of that nature. But I'm in the speaking track, and I have a notebook full of things here in front of me and take notes every day. And every morning I do write down quite a bit just in terms of speaking, you know, darkness, words, voice, body, entertainment, influence, mastery, you know, trust your habits and developing these habits as a speaker, speed, volume, tone, spacing, and pausing. And actually didn't really know exactly how I would start this episode of Out from the Cube, but as I rattled that off that fast, I was like, man, that just resonates on some of the things I've been learning in terms of the speaking and coaching track of Maxwell is the speed, the volume, the tone. It's interesting. I had a conversation the other day, and I am going to get into this a little bit more than I ever have, actually, and I'll just do it briefly this morning. I don't talk too much about my girlfriend, this girl I'm dating. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. But I was talking with her the other day, and we had a conversation actually about tone, about getting a message across by changing your tone. So, you know, I don't have these exact things in front of me, and I wish I did, but this idea of communication and the best ways to communicate and the best way to influence and inspire and lead, and it's really all about communicating and connecting. And sometimes you just need to hear that back, maybe on how to connect a little bit better and how to communicate a little better and how to reach somebody. So it was kind of one of these things that I think about in terms of coaching. You can reach everybody. Everybody can be reached. You've got to be able to reach people, but which means this, that you just can't communicate and connect with everybody the same way. So when I was with my girlfriend and we were having this discussion about communication and reaching people and connecting with people, her phrase was, and her word and her feedback to me was tone, and making sure that either, it's kind of one of these things, and she doesn't say it this way because she is actually an amazing communicator, but what she said along these lines was kind of what we've said in this podcast before. My go-to quote for Dr. Phil? I think it's Dr. Phil. My go-to quote for Dr. Phil, you know, how's that working for you? That's his go-to. Like, people will sit there on his show, and I don't believe I've ever watched a full episode of his show. I guess I've seen kind of excerpts and different things. Not that I would be embarrassed if I had watched the Dr. Phil show. One of the guys that I'm following now is a regular on his show, and that's how I've kind of gotten into watching some of these excerpts. But somebody will sit in front of Dr. Phil and say how crappy and horrible their life is or their spouse is or their marriage or relationships or whatever it is. And for whatever reason in the episodes I have seen, Dr. Phil just looks there and says, well, how's that working for you? And, you know, through tears most of the time it seems, you know, people are saying, well, shit, it's not working well. And my girlfriend kind of, when we were talking about this, said this, you know, like, how, you know, she didn't say it at all like this, but this is how I took it. Like, how's that working for you? And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, well, this sucks. You know, this could be better, and we could do better, and I can do better, all this sort of stuff. And so it was really about tone. But I say that because I know I am a fast talker. I know that we get through quite a bit on this podcast. I know that I always say it's going to be a 20-minute podcast that winds up being about 45 to 50 minutes. But I'm learning such valuable things from this Maxwell and getting connected to some amazing people and have access to some amazing resources and to kind of go deeper. I guess, you know, these resources are along the lines of like, of just learning, right? I watched some podcast early this morning about, you know, how we learn and how we can, you know, can contain that information in our minds and how we can recall it and all this sort of stuff. And it is kind of this emotional response to information. And this is exactly what this gentleman said on a podcast this morning, not verbatim, but how I took it. And actually what I have learned from the John Maxwell group is this. There is kind of just information and workshops and, you know, teaching and lecture. And that for the most part is kind of low on the scale. Higher on the scale is entertainment. You know, it's like, I know, and I can't do this, but I've seen people do this. You know, like my kids can come home and they haven't done this for a while. And I just happened a few times, but they will like sing something they've learned. The states, the Constitution, the Bill of, like all that sort of stuff, right? And you guys know what I'm saying, right? Man, if a teacher can make that entertainment and then they can sit there and I guess it's the way we learned our ABCs with kind of a hymn and some entertainment, some snap to it, right? It's the same thing in speaking. It's the same thing in leading. It's the same thing in lectures and workshops. And it's the same thing in teaching and consulting, right? If you can sit there and try to make it entertaining. So it's this another Maxwell thing is there's the message and then there's the messenger. We can have this great message that if it's very monotone, no tone, no volume, no body language, no, you know, connection, all that sort of stuff, then it's just a message that nobody's going to remember. But you can take the same message and make that message entertaining through the messenger, and people will roll out of there with the same message saying that's the best talk I've ever heard. That's the best, you know, I learned the most there. And now they're sitting in hallways at conferences talking either to you about the talk or they're talking about that conversation and those topics and those bullet points and you. So it's all about, you know, getting a great message, having great content and things of that nature, but also having being able to deliver it as a messenger. So those are some things that are going on. And good morning to you as I kind of get going here. It is, boy, it's Friday morning. There's a lot going on. There's actually a lot going on in my life, a lot. And I'm excited to maybe share that with you as we get going here a little bit. And we'll get into that, I guess, in some other episodes and later episodes as I'm looking to up the podcast game. I'm looking to up the LinkedIn game. And more than all of that, I sent some notes off on LinkedIn yesterday morning, early in the morning to a lot of people. And here was my message. I don't know these people. I'm connecting. Here's the deal. I'm connected with, according to LinkedIn, using that word connected, which I'm about to change. But I'm connected, according to LinkedIn, to about 18,000 people. And yesterday, I probably connected with about 200. And I'm sending these notes off. Here's what I'm doing, though. I'm connecting with people that are in kind of the same space, same vertical, same passion, same interests and all that. So I'm very segmented on the people I'm connecting with that we are kind of like-minded in terms of motivation and teams and leadership and speaking and like all this sort of stuff. Like you can find that stuff and you can figure out how to segment those connections up and connect with those people. But what I'm doing is I'm connecting with them, but then I'm sending everybody that I'm connecting with a message that essentially says, man, I've got a lot of contacts here on LinkedIn and I'm doing what I can to make sure that my contacts become connections. And so how can we connect? What are you into? How can I support you? How can I help you? It's one of those things. It's one of these things where maybe everybody says that, and I'm not this on a pat on the back or suggesting that I've got a great take on this or anything, but I love having these connections where somebody says, you know, hey, can you help me with this, or can you do this, or what do you think of this, or all this sort of stuff, because I love being able to deliver on that. I love being able to deliver on advice or opinions or a strategy or a tactic or help or an introduction or whatever it might be to people that you just don't know or that you're just getting to know, or that you're just getting connected to. So I have a lot going on there. I'm going to be filling things in. I'm going to throw this out there as well, at the start as opposed to at the end, and we're about 9 minutes in, and there's definitely something I want to get to this morning, but I just want to throw this out front because I've had this happen the past, more so in the past 2 months, but it's really kind of trickled over the past 6 or so months. and I don't know the best way to phrase this, but if we can help you, and I mean it this way, somebody sent me a text message this morning at like 6:30 a.m. saying, hey, listening to your podcast, what can I do? Or I'm interested in maybe having you talk to my team, right? And this was a professional, you know, a high level company that I think we would all know. And this is one person on that team in the medical space. I've had that happen like more than a handful of times. I'm not saying it's like 50, I'm not saying it's 100, but I've had it happen. And all I'm suggesting at the front of this is, you know, if there's anything we can do, if we can come talk with your team and have some sort of team workshop, team thing, then just reach out to me on LinkedIn. And you should know how to track me down. It's also in the show notes. But I'm starting to get a fair amount of those things, which is what I'm really juiced up about. I'm super excited about that. It's amazing how we've had this conversation. One text, one note, one message, one Slack message, one text message, all this sort of stuff at 6:45 in the morning, how that can frame your entire day. And I know it can happen to me. I know it does happen to me. I know it can happen to you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what profession you're in. I don't care what title you have or responsibilities you have or the people you report to have. I don't care. You get a text message at 6:45 in the morning that says, you know, you did this, I like this, I'd like you to do this, or how can I get connected with you, or I think you're great and you did this and I want to acknowledge you for that, all that sort of stuff. You all sit there, and I know there's people that sit there and don't feel like they need that. I just know that my belief is I think people, no matter title, position, rank, pay grade, company you work for, they may not acknowledge it and sit there and say, yeah, well, you know, I'm awesome, but I know inside they're like, I'm providing value, I'm impacting. People are listening. This is important. All that sort of stuff. And like, I'm going to keep going. That's going to get me through today. I had a crappy day yesterday, and today's going to be great just simply because of that. So then I would take that. And then I would also say, man, if that's how it makes you feel and how that made me feel this morning, what can I do to make other people feel that way as well? So I encourage you to have that mindset as you move through your day. And we've had a whole episode on that, you know, within the past 10 or 15 or 20 episodes where we've talked about just that one moment, one text, one Slack message, one coffee, you know, sitting there with a cup of coffee, and you're a leader and those people are looking up to you, and you're like, maybe they're not even, how can you reach? How can you connect? How can you inspire, lead, motivate? And motivation is fleeting. Right now, I'm super motivated because I'm on my second cup of coffee. I've got a day planned. I've got things going on personally that I'm super excited about. And then on top of it, I got a text message from a very good friend of mine today that gave me some great feedback. Wow. I'm hoping I have that same motivation when the text messages aren't coming in and the coffee isn't working anymore and it's 2 p.m. and I just ate a big lunch and I'm sitting around thinking about, man, 5:00, I can get a nap in before I have to go do, like, I'm interested on how I can keep that motivation, because motivation is fleeting and sometimes you lose that motivation. So we have to continue to truck down the road. Here's what I wanted to get to this morning. I'm 13 minutes in and I'm going to hope that this is, you know, within the next 15, that we can wrap this up in the next 15 minutes. I am going to be upping my game in terms of the podcasting. We're going to start having guests on again. We're going to try to be putting out 2 to 3 a week. I've got a whole bunch going on that hopefully in the next couple weeks in terms of LinkedIn Live and doing some other things that I'm super passionate about in terms of team development, agile software development, people building and development, kind of those three things. I took some notes the other day about me, how I look at myself, how I look at our business, how I look at our clients, and how we look at the teams that we work with. And I really ended up with three bubbles. And the three bubbles are, you know, team development, team alignment is the bubble I create, that we kind of drew up. Team alignment, people development, and process enhancement. So those are kind of the bubbles that we work off of professionally. And I would ask you to think about your team and what you do. Process enhancement, team development, team alignment, people building, people development, process, whatever it might be. Those are kind of the things that encompass what we do or what I do and the teams that we work with. Here's what I wanted to get to over the next 10, 15 minutes, though. I typically don't bring up a whole bunch of personal things, although we do talk a little bit about, you know, I guess what I do off hours and basketball and my kids and things of that nature. But I've been dating somebody for a while, and something happened the other day, and I don't talk too much about stories about my girlfriend or things like this, and she actually listens to the podcast and gives me great feedback on it, and actually looks at me on occasion and says, hey, you need to get back on that. You need to get back on your podcast. You need to reach out to people. So she's kind of this great inspiration and motivation to the podcast, and she's there quite a bit to kind of continue to encourage me, because it is still that imposter syndrome that I hear all this stuff about, right? Of pressing record and how hard that is sometimes. But here's what I want to get to simply about my girlfriend. We had a great conversation the other day, and it was a lengthy conversation, and it was just an amazing conversation. We were sitting in my kitchen having this great conversation. She's an amazing person to talk with and kick ideas around with. She has this amazing ability to communicate and listen and challenge and give great feedback and continue to inspire and to make me feel good about it. Like, it's just an amazing thing. But something happened as that conversation went on that I really want to share with you. And I want you to think about, and I want you to carry over somehow into your day, with your teams, and with all this sort of stuff. And we talked the other day about mistakes, you know, admit it, recognize, admit, accept, move on, all this sort of stuff. But here's the thing that I want you to think about in terms of leadership. And it really comes from this conversation with my girlfriend. We were having a conversation, it doesn't matter what it was about, but she said some things that were very introspective on her. She was sitting there and started saying things about her and her mindset and things of that nature. And it was one of the best conversations I've had in a while. It was just a great conversation. I love talking with her, but it was the best piece of a conversation maybe I've had with her, because there's something special about people when they recognize they can do better and all this sort of stuff. Like, we were having this great conversation. She said some things that were really on her, on how she can do better or how she could think about things differently, whatever it is, right? And I just looked at her and I was like, you just recognizing that and you articulating it and you maybe taking action on improvement, whatever that is. I'm sitting there going, this is the best. Like, that is what makes you special. That is why I'm so endeared to her. Like, just without question, to sit there and say, man. So what I want to touch on is this recognition. So as leaders, I'm hopeful that, and this is all I'm thinking about in teams. You have to roll in with your teams today. If you're listening to this on a Friday, and I hope you're closing your teams on a Friday with excitement and accomplishment. Excitement and accomplishment. I hope that's how you're closing your week. We talked about bookends and some stuff on LinkedIn that you have to be a bookend leader. You know, challenge, set the table, and all that on a Monday, and then accomplishment and excitement and enthusiasm on Friday to make sure you're bringing them back on Monday, right? And they have 63 hours from Friday at 5 till Monday at 8. How you close the books this week on a Friday sets the table for everybody's weekend that you're leading. And I hope that you leave your team at 5 o'clock today or sooner with just like, man, that was a great week. We accomplished a lot. It's great working at this company with these people on this service and these products. And I'm going to have a great weekend, and it's going to trickle down to my spouse and my kids and my community. And I'm going to have an amazing week, and I can't wait for it. And you know what? I can't wait till Monday when I get to do it again. Man, I hope you have that mindset. But as leaders, I hope you're sitting there and rolling in today to your teams, to your office, and just recognizing where they are. You may sit there and say, George, I've got the best team around. We crush every sprint, every product, every delivery, every sales call, everything. And I would just encourage you that if that is the case, then continue to fine tune the dials and the details. I would continue to have like a retro and meetings, like, and involve people. Like, you're never there, right? Pat Riley is the president of basketball operations of the Miami Heat, and he's a legend. He's a legend in basketball. It was a coach, head coach of the Showtime Lakers back in the 80s with Magic Johnson and Kareem and Worthy and Byron Scott and all these people, and won the world championships and all this sort of stuff. And then he got into an executive role and he's built Miami and they've won 3 or 4 world championships and all that. But he was like, man, when you think you're that good, when you're winning world championships and you think you have it so good and you're getting the best talent and you're winning 64, 65 games a year and you're cruising through the playoffs and you're hosting the trophy in late June and that you're that great, that's when you're going to suck. And you can't let complacency creep in. But I encourage you to sit. The most powerful one of, I'm not going to say the most, a very powerful tool that we can have as leaders is to recognize where we're at, good or bad, continue to come up with strategies to get better over a month, a week. I'm sorry, let's go this way. A quarter, a month, a week, and a day. And you sit there and say, I'm not where I need to be. We're not where we need to be. And I'm not gonna get frustrated. I recognize it. If you sat there with your team and recognized either your flaws as a leader, your mistakes as a leader, the things you're working on as a leader, and you were very upfront, transparent, and honest with where they are as a team, and just said, it's on us. Like, we're 0-8. We haven't won any ball games. It's not on you guys. It's not that you're not. It's me. I can do better. We can do better. You can do better. We're not getting the sales call. We've got to do better. But the first step in all that, and why I was so so connected with that conversation with my girlfriend, was really just about the ability to sit there and say, and to recognize that I can do better. And here's what I'm thinking. And I've read this in all these books, and I've talked to people about it, and I've got these leadership things in front of me, and I've got this Maxwell stuff that I talked to you about that I'm doing. And I'm sitting there going, man, it is so easy to blame and shame. Those are kind of the words that I keep hearing with some of this Maxwell stuff. And when I go back to speaking and these pausing, point number 5, create these habits, speed, volume, tone, spacing, pausing. Maybe drinking a cup of coffee in between points is a good pause. So the coffee pause, I think they call it the pregnant pause, but we'll call it the coffee pause. But if you can sit there and take total ownership and responsibility and recognize improvement, mistakes, you know, I hate to use the word failures, whatever it might be, but you can sit there and not sit there and be on the defensive and be feel like you're being attacked and sit there and not start blaming. And not start blaming. Man, we're 0-8 because we're not very big and you're not tough enough and you're not doing good in school and you're always late to practice and your kids don't listen and nobody makes extra sales calls and, you know, all X, Y, and Z, right? Instead of sitting there saying, man, I've got to lead better. And I recognize it, and it's nobody else's fault. And I can do better. And maybe by saying that, you're going to get that support. Because I remember having that conversation with my girlfriend, and we sat there, and I was like, how can I help you? What can we do? Like, we're a team. We're in this together. Like, what can I do to help you? Like, that's amazing. Because, and we use this word when I was talking with my girlfriend, and we used it just a few times, but man, if you can have a vulnerability with that, but it's important to have that vulnerability with people that you're connected with, that you feel safe with, that you know have your back and all that sort of stuff, right? And that takes time. That was a talk we gave a month or so ago, and all that does is take time, right? So I don't know how that resonates you on a Friday driving in. My hope would be is that you sit there and you can really give some thought onto two fronts. And this is what I'm doing today. Where am I? How can I recognize and not blame and shame and point fingers at other people on where I'm at and what I'm doing and where I want to be and why I'm not there now? And how can I think about my team and the people around me? And how can I recognize where we're at, good or bad? Like, man, we're really shitty. We're not getting things done. Cool. Let's come up with 2 strategies. I know there's probably 20. But let's come up with a few big things, or maybe big things that will make great change, or small things so people don't freak out. And how can we start adjusting these dials to get, so a week from now, we're sitting around saying, man, we got better this week. Here's the thing. And I've thought about this in the past 72 hours. I've thought about the word frustrated, professionally being frustrated, team frustrated, waking up every day and going, man, I got to go to that team. Not in a bad way, sitting around going, oh, crap, I got to go work. But it's waking up going just frustrated. Like, man, we can do better. Blah, blah, blah. All this sort of stuff. We've all been frustrated with our teams. Whether you're coaching basketball or you're coaching a software team or you're coaching a sales team or an executive team. We've all had that level of frustration with people. But if you're the leader, I would encourage you to focus on the improvement. Like, yeah, this sucks. But you know what? Here's five things. Here's two things. This week, I'm a basketball coach. It's Monday. This is frustrating. We're losing. Sales team, Monday. Got to sell these cars this week. Man, this sucks. Okay. But you're sitting there on a Monday saying, here's our strategy. Here's our tactics. And then Friday, you're sitting around saying, well, we didn't do it. We didn't win games or we didn't sell the cars, but what did we improve upon? Are we closer? Are we closer? Here's the thing. Are people given the effort and do they recognize that they can improve? And if they do, how can we sit there and on a Friday say, you know what, guys? We are going to choose our wins. We will choose our wins. And it may not be that we won on a Tuesday and a Friday, or we didn't sell a car, but you know what we got better at? We got more connected. We understand the business better. We came up with better sales strategies and we're implementing them and using them. And now we're moving the dial and now we're calling more people and we're connecting with more people and more people are coming through the door and we're able to move, you know, and we're getting closer to winning. Whatever it might be, right? That's our improvement. And I'm going to help you get there. And it is going to be challenging. And I am going to get after you. And I am going to light the fire underneath you. And it is going to be difficult at times. But we're here for one another. I recognize it. I recognize that we can do better. I recognize it. I admit it. And I'm looking for help. And because you're on my team, I'm asking you for help. And let's go. Let's go. So I don't know. I hope that hits you somehow on a Friday because it's really hitting me just about. I'm just going to roll through this day and I'm not going to sit here with, you know, a laundry list of things to write down on things that I can get better at. But man, there's something powerful about just recognizing where you're at and taking ownership of all that. If you're sitting around and don't have the team, the job, the responsibility, the pay grade, the house you want to, like, whatever it is, and you sit there and say, well, this sucks. But you know what? A year from now, I at least recognize it. But if I spent the next year without strategies, tactics, support, and work, and attitude, and effort, and I sat there and I didn't have any of that shit, then here's the phrase from Jason Wells this morning on Instagram. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If I'm going to sit around and continue to blame you and the team and the executives and outside influences and resources or people that didn't come through or people I was counting on that didn't call or a recruit or sale, whatever, nothing changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So if I'm going to then sit back and say in a year, my team's going to be like this. My children are going to be like this. My community's going to be like this. My job's going to be like this. My responsibility, the type of client we're going to have, the type of work we can do, the type of impact we can have, blah, 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 all this. And it's up to me. And I recognize that in order for that to change, I've got to change. Nothing changes, nothing changes. Right? I hope that finds you somewhere on this Friday. So listen, I'm going to close up here. I hope you have a great weekend. And so if you are running teams and if you are a leader, even if you're not, even if you're just sitting there at the water cooler, I just encourage you to this. I did something on LinkedIn 2 weeks ago or something like that, and it got some juice on LinkedIn, and it was something I was just thinking about, and I didn't credit anybody because I think I came up with it. It's not a pat on the back or anything like that, but I was just thinking about this. Man, we got 63 hours, Friday at 5, Monday at 8. And you are, as a leader, can help frame that for your people. Do you care enough about your people to make sure that they roll in this weekend and have a great weekend with their families and they get to kind of come down, detox a little bit from job and responsibilities and stresses and all this sort of stuff. And they just get to decompress and sit there and say, okay, get rejuvenated for another work week on Monday. You help frame that. And it doesn't matter what position, title, responsibility, and pay you have, that you can sit there at the water cooler and say, man, I needed you this week and you were awesome. And I saw how you did that. And man, I think you had a great week. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you work with me and whatever it is. I'm so glad of the things you've taught me. And you're making an impact on me. If you don't feel it on the team, if you don't feel it there, blah, 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 blah. But for me, you matter. I know that's all goofy shit. But man, there's a way to do that. And I'm not suggesting you just sit there and just like, hey, man, you're like the best thing. Like, there's a way to be really authentic with it. Because it should be authentic. You should be thinking that way. You should have that mindset. You should have that level of service and compassion and empathy and all that sort of stuff for the people you work with and to inspire them. Say, shit, man, we're here 10 hours a day sometimes. Some of us just put in 50, 60 hours this week. Man, I hope we enjoy the work, the projects, the solutions, the strategies, the leadership, and I hope we enjoy each other so we can enjoy our professional lives. So listen, I hope you have a great week. That's 31 minutes. Expect more podcasts. I'm going to be getting a lot more out here shortly. My hope would be I would love to do one a day. There's no shortage of content and things I'm reading. You know, I'm looking at a bunch of books right now that just have so much content in them, you know, that I just really want to get to. Most of it right now really is centered around John Maxwell, which is really about how successful, I'm looking at a book now, how successful people win, how successful people grow. I've got this Robin Sharma book in front of me, The 5 a.m. Club, like how you getting up early frames your day, set some strategies and tactics. And I was listening to Ed Milet this morning. Habits and rituals, and how you can, that is what determines your success. I mean, really think about that. The success, everything we've talked about, recognizing things, being in a different spot, things don't change unless I change. Man, that all boils down to your habits and rituals. If I want to be different next year, I better change the thing. And I want to be different, better, more impactful, all that sort of stuff. Maybe what I'm doing now works. Maybe it will get me there. Maybe I get a little bit better every day. But also, if I'm not, man, I got to change my habits, rituals, and routines. Habits, rituals, and routines. Listen, I hope you have a great week. And I started with this at the beginning. We're starting to hear from teams and organizations and groups that want to bring us in to kind of either give these rah-rah kind of things, right? And talk about teams and leadership and motivation and inspiration and how you can get your teams aligned and how you can have people on a Monday get inspired and how on Friday you can leave them, you know, with enthusiasm and enjoyment and accomplishment and excitement. And how we can do that as leaders. I'm really bent on that. And maybe the business is called bookend leadership. I don't know. It's something around bookends. But man, that time that you're with them on Mondays, that bookend and that bookend on Friday, I encourage you that today is the Friday. It is your bookend. They are going to go home and forget about work for 63 hours. They're either going to hate you and resent you, or they're going to love you and appreciate you and value you as a leader and as a company, and you've got to bring them back. How are you bringing them back on Monday? How are you going to bring them back? I know that I want to come back on Monday rejuvenated, excited, enthusiastic, passionate, get to be around people that are my family, and roll and have another great week. So I hope that you do the same. It's your bookend Friday. Have a great rest of the week. I hope you enjoyed Halloween last night. We were out last night. One of my kids was Marshmallow, who I'm not sure who that is. I think it's a DJ. And the other one was Jackie Moon. If you don't know who Jackie Moon is, he's Will Ferrell in the movie Semi-Pro and the Flint Tropics, which always makes me smile and laugh because I used to coach around the Flint area, south of Flint. And I don't think there's palm trees in Flint, and it's not very tropical in Flint either. But one of my sons, my oldest son, was Jackie Moon for Halloween. And I hope you had a great time with your family last night. And again, if we can help you, if there's any conversation you'd like to have, please track me down on LinkedIn. Have a great week. This is your bookend Friday. Leave them ready to come back Monday. Take care. Have a great rest of the week, and have a great weekend. Take care. We'll be right back.